Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is the moment. It's such a weird thing to say.
What?
Like, happy Veterans Day.
Yes, it feels like you're doing something wrong, right?
It does. It's one of those things. Before Facebook opened up the plethora of emojis on posts, like, I'm sorry to announce my father passed away.
Like, right,
thumbs
right,
up.
Right.
It's like, thumbs up. But it's like, yeah, that's my acknowledging of your thing. It's just the word happy. Like, I'm happy. I'm happy you're alive if you're a veteran. I'm happy if I'm saying happy veterans in honor of somebody who's passed. I'm happy they did what they did for all of us. Mm-hmm. But it's just such a, it feels like the like button on Facebook where it's like, there's got to be a better word than happy.
Right. And so my brother-in-law is a veteran.
Okay.
And so every year this day comes around and it's like, what's the right thing to do and say?
Do they even want to hear from you?
I don't know.
Or what you could do, send him like $7 for a cup of coffee. Just today,
because of inflation?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought seven was some sort of lucky
number. No, you can't get a cup of coffee for less than.
My coffee's a little more than seven, I think.
Oh, my gosh. Remember when they used to be like $3?
Yeah. Okay.
It's not about that.
But anyway,
here
send
we
in
are.
That
thank God
any
for
message.
Veterans and the sacrifice yeah. they've made. But damn you, Starbucks.
I want that
pieces of hell. How dare you charge $7? That's not what they fought okay. for.
Okay.
Sorry.
So the family group text went off. My oldest sister always
first one?
Yeah. Yeah, she always gets it. She's so on
is she on
it.
The East Coast or something, or is she just
nope.
good?
Just right there in Arizona.
Oldest sister.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
Eldest daughter, if you will.
Okay.
So she texted, happy Veterans Day, and included, thank you for your service. I think she said, thank you for what you've done for our country, and then went on to be like, and for the crazy boys in our family, because he's a dad.
Huh.
So I do think that, like, they say thank you for your service, thank you for all you've done is the right thing to say. But then we all just followed up after her. She already hit it. So then we can't all text it again. So then
yes,
we all
can.
Just followed
yes, you
up.
Can.
Happy,
you can
happy,
it.
Happy, happy,
you
happy.
Like it.
I also like, I think I ha-ha'd it because of the kids' comment. She called them cute
yeah, but
and
then
crazy.
It seems like you're ha-ha in the first
but
part.
But then I said happy Veterans Day. And it still felt odd.
I've known some members of the active members of the military who don't like it.
Yeah, I don't think my brother would like it. I haven't talked to him today.
Like it being acknowledged?
Karen.
I know.
He's busy.
Send him $7 for a cup of coffee.
He's working.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Because some of they're just like, that's not what I do it for. And it's like, okay, well, I know that's not what you do it for, but can I still say thank you? Or like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, like, I think saying,
it's a weird...
saying thank you is okay. I have a problem saying happy Veterans Day because it just feels like, hey, I'm out here celebrating too. And it's like, why are you celebrating? Like, I don't know.
But this is the day that we do celebrate them, right? It's like
right.
you say happy
yeah,
birthday because
okay.
you're celebrating the birthday person, right?
Mm.
It's like, ugh.
Okay, yeah.
Happy to you. So happy to you, veteran, not you.
But then it's like, it wasn't happy to be at war.
All right. I'm okay.
No, I mean, that's what I'm saying. So I don't know the right. Please, if you're a veteran,
yeah.
303-222-5423, text in. We'll write you back. Thank you if you want. Like, I mean,
or tell us if that's weird.
Yeah. Because If I address this in this break, well, I'd be in trouble probably, but I'm going to do it anyway. You ever been at the airport and somebody walks by in their uniform?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
Nothing.
Oh, I do nothing.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service, always.
I've seen some claps before.
100%.
People,
and sometimes they do the boarding for active military.
Yes.
Early, so they get a cool thank you there. That's a good time for claps.
Yeah, sometimes they get on even before the like decrepit old people. I'm like, hell yeah, you get on first. First in, first out.
You didn't have to call them.
But
old people decrepit.
Sorry, but I'm just saying, like, ooh, who's infirmed or who has a little baby? There's
people
a whole
who
other
need extra yeah. time to board.
Yeah, no, we got to do a whole topic on okay. that lie.
Okay,
because I've seen the guy, the big tall guy behind us in the studio behind us, use that privilege, and
because
like,
he needs the extra leg room, he needs the exit route.
That's whatever.
I had to travel with him once, and I was with him while we boarded early. I was very uncomfortable.
Yeah. So because, like, dude, you're not in the military; you're just tall.
I know. And they're like, "What's that guy with you need it for?" And I'm like.
I'm just saying his moral support.
Oh, boy.
Here was the question that I was going to ask. I have had it go both ways in the airport where I go, thank you for your service. And somebody goes, you know, shakes your hand or whatever. And they're like, I don't want that. I've had somebody go, I don't want that.
That feels rude.
It does. And then I know I'm going to get blasted, but like, because they probably had to wear their uniform because they're going to get off. But it's like, but you're wearing your uniform, man. Like what? Like,
yeah.
Like you, it's like you're asking for it. You're like.
This is going to be a crazy comparison.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Fingers crossed I don't botch it. That's like a celebrity going out in the world and someone asking to take a photo with them.
And then they're mad.
And then being mad.
Right. You got to, if you're not putting on a big Fu Manchu mustache and trying to pretend you're not Tom Cruise, you're going to get stopped, man.
All you did was say, thank you for your service. You didn't say like, show me how it's done.
No, no. Like, but, and I don't think, I'm not, please don't get me wrong. Nobody was mad, but it was just like, that's why I get weird about Veterans Day. Cause I've been shut down for saying thank you for your service. And I'm like, well, you showed me who you are. You showed me that you're in the military, and I want to thank you because I genuinely appreciate what you do.
I want to give you respect.
Yes, because you do something I didn't have the courage to sign up.
Right.
Like, I remember waiting every day till I turned 26 because the draft was over. Like,
you were alive during a draft?
The draft was on for a long time. Like, we went back into war in the 90s. There was Operation Desert Storm. There was all these different things where, like, they just, you just, at 18, you had to sign up. You didn't have to, but you did.
All right. Well, I should, it was just part of it. Myself some more.
Yeah. No. And so we it wasn't mandatory, but you just did it for some reason. I think probably to get into college, you had to sign up.
Okay.
But like then you're like, please God, please let them not pull me up, and then you turn 26 and you're out of it. So anyway, sorry.
Yeah. No, I do think about that because a lot of my uncles were in the military, and like you're saying, they didn't.
They don't want it.
They didn't choose to join.
Right.
They didn't it was
maybe
like,
that's the difference.
Yeah. And they don't, a lot of them saw, they don't talk about
they
it.
Talk,
the ones,
yeah.
the ones
that's
who,
exactly.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm so dumb. You just cleared something up for me because I was going to say like the millennial kind of, they'll accept the thank you for your service and maybe the happy Veterans Day. But like my uncles who were in Korea or Vietnam, don't bring it up.
Yeah.
Don't. Bring it unless they're rocking the hat.
Yeah, I was gonna say the hat is always a good.
If they're
I love
rocking,
that hat.
They're like platoon or infantry or whatever it is on their hat, then I think they're, God, this sounds so.
I know. Do we sound dumb?
It sounds like they're, but it looked like when my son was in flag football or basketball or whatever, anytime there was a guy wearing the hat, I'm like, he's asking for it.
So I would go up. With it.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, he's proud of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
He
should be. He's open
asking
to it.
Asking for it sounds.
Right.
Yeah. Like, I'm going
to
give him a
he's open to a conversation about
right.
it.
Yeah. Wants, yeah. And you go up and go, thank you
and
for your
I
service.
I would take the veteran over you. Sorry.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
1059. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.